When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Oh, oh my god, we're finally back, you guys.
Gonna get all
America. America's working.
So
America's
good.
Worked so hard for this. Aaron,
just one little question.
Oh.
Will you accept this?
Oh, yes, I will. Oh, yes, I will.
I like your torso.
Get in my van.
Accept this rose.
I like got no window.
I'd like to take you to a secondary location.
are you my person of interest?
And by that, I mean, will you sit on my face?
Would you put your pee near my eyeball?
Oh my god, what an elegant Tuesday morning here up high above this comic book store. My name is Arden Marien, host of the most hard-hitting podcast in America. Mm-hmm. You guys, we're back. We've really, really suffered some trials and tribulations these last few weeks. I am so happy to have with me, to my left, my platonic life partner and co-host, Ms. Erin Foley.
Yay! So good to be not on a plane in Newark. The Newark Lounge, now, the Newark United Lounge.
If you guys didn't listen last week, we Erin and I were supposed to host this podcast in Zany's, Chicago, and Erin got captured by United in Newark. But the fans came out and they nailed it. I had all these great co-hosts and they
I know,
nailed
I'm
it.
So sorry I missed it.
So you
I
didn't was, make it at all.
I didn't. No. I flew into Chicago at 2 a.m.
I really, you know what? I felt like everybody stepped up to the plate and we really walked each other through these very challenging past few weeks.
Fans are fun.
Mm. I might have married three of them. I don't know.
Great.
I
almost
know.
Did and I was like calling in on the computer.
Oh my God, you looked very handsome.
I almost married you.
Across from, oh my God, please say that again. I accept your rose. Sitting across from me is our 2017 Bachelor of the Year, Rob Benedict.
Thank you so much. I'm still not comfortable with that. I get blushy whenever you say that.
Do you feel good about yourself?
Well, like Rachel, I feel like it's a big responsibility. I'm going to tear up.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's a real big responsibility.
Hey, as Chris Harrison, I can get whatever you want, man. What do you need?
Totally,
what do you need?
Totally.
Hookers.
Got their blowjob.
To my right, we are so excited. Now, you've come before, but you came when there was no actual episode airing.
Oh, and God. I've come before and I've come again. Bachelorette.
I think people may know you from Silicon Valley, but your most important work is as a fan
Verizon
of the
commercial.
The Verizon commercial. I love that.
Yeah. My most important work is the Verizon stuff.
You need a podcast title. Paget is our secretary.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to be our
director of communications?
Do you want to be our majority whip?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, majority
okay,
whip.
Majority whip. Thomas Middleditch. Hey. Majority whip. Yeah. Now, Anna Hosni.
Majority whips and chains.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me.
Across from us right now, Anna is in the Caribbean rocking every swimsuit that Paget gave her. You can check her out
on
her Instagram. Really never looks sexier.
Really? She really is?
Yeah, she's killing
it. She got it all out?
She has it all out. I mean, I'm saying she's leaving nothing to the imagination. No, she looks great.
She's floating naked in a canoe.
Good for her.
As you do.
A lot of the photographs are tagged and flagged.
Bachelorette.
Bachelorette.
Get with it.
Katie Levine over
Yay,
there.
Yay, Katie.
Katie, thank you for walking me through. To actually have me be the person in charge of the technical side of the Chicago Live podcast and then getting it uploaded to the internet, it really took a village.
I called in and Arden was in rare form. She's like, wait a minute.
You don't understand. You try hosting a podcast in a monsoon with 10 strangers when there's nothing new to talk about except for rape. Like, just tiptoeing around, like, so what's new in the Bachelor
world? Anything happen in a whirlpool?
No, anything? Oh, like, truly, that was, but everybody.
How was the turnout? Big turnout?
It was a big turnout.
See, you got to get to these live shows, people.
You got to get to these live shows. Okay,
There's four people under the table right now. This is a new version of our live show.
Yeah. This is
Carol, get down.
Carol's been chewing on my ankle, and I've never felt sexier.
Pam's licking my kneecap.
Okay, before we get started, I have one email to read, and if you guys want to email us, rosepodcast@gmail.com. Hello, Arden, Aaron, Padgett, Rob, Katie, and Anna, and now the majority whip.
And chains. Tommy Middledeutsch.
My name is Molly. I'm getting married on Saturday, June 24th. Congratulations.
Wow,
yeah.
My fiance.
My condolences.
My fiance Joe and I are huge fans of the podcast. Joe found it, blah, 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 blah. They're getting married. They want a shout out for their wedding. They're going to listen to the podcast as they're driving to their wedding.
What?
They're getting married next weekend, June 24th. So this is going out to Molly and Joe and their friends. I'll tell you, Amy.
Uh-huh.
And Marla.
Yay.
Guys,
congratulations.
The best.
You're getting married.
Ron.
Take a sharp left. Nothing ends well.
I mean, congrats. You found your person.
There's a book you should read called The Ethical Slut that I think you'd really enjoy.
And Codependency No More.
Ethical Slut. Before we get started, can we talk about the most exciting thing that happened this morning, which is that Bachelor in Paradise is fucking back on.
Oh, my God. As soon as I saw it, I was like composing the text, and then yours came out.
Oh, my God.
Like,
Thomas, how did you find out?
Just now when I arrived.
Is that true?
Yeah, I
did. How did you feel?
I was very happy. It's the best. I mean, it's sadly the best one.
It is.
You want the good ones to be what the show is supposed to be for, like, you know, finding love and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Although, to be honest, the last four episodes of any season, I'm usually like snooze fest.
Yeah.
You know, bring back Corinne and where's Lee and all these guys.
Were you team Raven or team Vanessa?
Which one are they? Sorry.
Vanessa married Nick. Raven was from Hoxie, Arkansas.
Oh, bless her. honestly, I guess I was team Raven only because Vanessa seemed like, she seems a bit needy.
Yeah, she was a pain in the ass.
She requires a lot.
She didn't understand the game.
Yeah, yeah. She's
like,
very beautiful.
I fell for her game. Yeah,
remember,
Rob was all in.
I think she's really pretty, but she doesn't, I bet she does, she's... She doesn't know how to use that prettiness, man. Just like, I mean, she's probably, you know, just like, turn off the sheets. Turn off the sheets and turn on the lights. And type of thing. But that's also really rude. Sorry if you're listening to this, Vanessa. I've just made an assumption about how you fuck. I'm sorry.
I hope to God she's
right off the
she's at home right there. Just like with one tear.
Well,
being cradled by Nick after dancing with the
stars. Sometimes I forget.
Somewhere
you know, like,
in
these
deep
guys
eagle
are subject to just so much scrutiny. And they're just like normal people. And
apparently,
they're thrust into
who don't
it.
Know how to fuck.
Guess what? We met Carly and Evan in Nashville. We did a live. Can you believe?
Bless them. They're so in love. I follow Evan on Instagram, and I don't know why. It's very mundane. It's just like, look how in love I am. Like, yeah, we get it, dude.
We asked him in Nashville, like, so you guys going to go back to Mexico get married? And he literally looked at me like, no. Like, you're a piece of shit for even asking. And then they fucking did that last weekend.
You know, Evan, I take back all the nice things I said about you.
They got married last weekend.
Okay, Chris Harrison officiated.
Real quick, I know we got to get to the show, but real quick. So when we have Bachelor in Paradise, is there going to be like a Chris Harrison alone on the beach?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
So listen, we had this thing happen,
yes, of
and we want to say there's going to be something, right?
Yeah. Do you think Corinne and DeMario
and then are they
going to
be
back?
There? Are
I
they
going
to be?
Yes.
In?
No,
one of them will.
Are we going to see that episode? We got to see that episode.
Oh.
So are they like okay? So it got canceled.
Yeah.
They nixed it.
Yeah.
Did all the cast get on a plane and come back?
Apparently they went to Texas.
And so they've just been all hanging out together in Texas?
Probably.
Like on hold? Like
they're
in
a United lounge of the Houston airport for 7 days.
Fucking on the buffet.
Getting it on.
I don't know the answer to that. I could text one of them because I know.
I bet they're all engaged. They just all got it.
They
all
fell
in love in the Houston airport.
That means that they've also then been doing some like extra bonding because there's been a lot of trauma. Like they've really. This is a cast that's been through a lot together.
Yeah,
like
so much.
They've been through
just
so
a lot.
Much.
And you got to remember, there's so many more cast members that come that arrive later, now. Later. So they arrive with all this madness.
And right. to think that, like, oh, they weren't there in the beginning. They don't know what we went. They didn't feel our heartache.
Yeah,
they weren't sleeping while people were fucking in the whirlpool.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What a disadvantage.
I know.
Just genitals to the face.
They I just knew.
Mean Jean.
Dude, when I realized that, like, my summer was going to be ruined because somebody got eaten out in the hot tub, mm-hmm. I was like, it was my destiny to have that happen. It was everything. It was, like, imprinted on me at birth. At some point in time,
it all came back.
I literally was like, I have to start dating because I gasped at the news. I was like, oh, my God.
I need a hobby.
I need a hobby. I need to join a basketball team.
Oh my God, I need a hobby so hard.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Oh my God, you guys, we're back in. Okay, last night was a great episode. Overall, I think we
could.
Who are you rooting for, by the way, Thomas? Who's your guy for the season?
Well, I think I love Dean.
I love Dean.
He is so handsome and cute.
Oh my God.
But the truth of the matter is, I think the age thing might be a thing.
Yeah.
But bless him. He is a real catch.
He's so, oh, my God.
What a story.
We were all ready to put a ring on it. He just needs to date. Okay, we'll get to
date. Yeah,
he needs to date.
He does need to get a little buck because he's too innocent. He doesn't know how goddamn gorgeous he is.
He's so gorgeous. He's got nice new teeth
and
that he's flashing. I know. He's got nice new ones.
I'm working on mine, Dean. I'm catch up. Got my temps in right now.
My choppers. Okay.
But what's his face, I think? The Antonio Banderas.
Oh, you think he... I actually, watching last night, Brian, the chiropractor, I do think he's going to win. I like Gap.
Peter.
No.
Peter.
That's Peter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Antonio Banderas is
no,
Peter?
No, Antonio Banderas
is Brian, the chiropractor.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see. Yeah.
I think the chiropractor is going to...
I hope not.
She loves him.
Is he the one that she was like, I think, I don't know if
you're
I trust
you. You're too smooth.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I'm not. It is just your face.
Yeah.
It is like a... Like he couldn't turn it off. Like,
yeah, he can't stop. Yeah. Let's remember that in real life, he dated... You're going to like this because I remember that you liked her. In real life, he dated Jubilee.
Ooh.
You love Jubilee. You loved.
Wait,
jam.
Brian the chiropractor dated Jubilee?
He dated Jubilee. Katie, is there any way to look up if that's true?
Is there any way to look up if that's true?
No, I heard that.
Is there any way to get Jubilee on the line?
People text me shit. People just tweet me things. Wow. Okay, here we go. Lee laughing in Eric's face. Starting out the show. So we're starting out. He did. Okay, chiropractor David Jubilee.
That's amazing, guys. By the way, great system here.
Great system. God, this is like a real newsroom.
So
I know, really.
When you get into like Bachelor, the family of Bachelor and Bachelorettes, is it just like one big swing party where everyone's like, it's like an incestual kind of, it's like mini Hollywood where they'll just like fuck each other.
Honestly, now that I've gotten in a little bit deep and I know about 10 of the contestants, it's almost like you all went to the same high school and
you're the only
like,
people you can trust.
Yeah, you're the only people, and they all hang out together. Like, so in Nashville, there's like 10 or 15 contestants and they're all from different seasons and they all just like hang out and they only hang out with each other and have like game nights.
So I feel like our goal is to get in that group. I think we should be considered part of that family. Like,
we're digging with Nashville. We're in with the Nashville group.
I love board
games. Somebody slept with the woman who does that podcast.
Exactly. Then, my God.
But
it's
just board games. Like no one's fingering or anything like that.
Pardon me?
No one be fingering. It's just board games.
You get the finger.
Every girl loves a good banger.
I think that there's been some girls' trips. Like, I think, I don't know who got fangered, but I think, I believe that, this is about to sound awful. I believe Amanda, the mom, had some girls' trip. Like, there's been girls' trips, there's been to like Nashville, and then there's like boys' trips to Vegas. So I think there be some fangering going on, at least in like Caesar's Palace somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. Maybe not Bachelor on Bachelor fangering. Like, hey, check it out. It's the cast. Let us fanger.
I think there might be Bachelor on Bachelor fangering as well as fan fangering.
Yeah, fan fangering. I'm a fan fanger.
I mean, why else do you get up out of bed in the morning? Fangering.
Okay.
I mean,
so.
That's the truth here. Just podcast.
The alarm goes off, and you're like, fangering.
Time to get fangered.
Time to get fangered.
It's Tuesday at 11 in a comic book store. Who's going to fanger me? This Vijay is not going to fanger itself. Get over here.
Any old dude's got fangers?
This ain't going to fanger itself.
Hey, put that thumb away. I said fanger.
Until it fangers itself.
No thumbs.
Bad, sorry. Get your thumbs back in your pocket.
I said fanger.
Like a sign on the wall with like a thumb. thumbing just across it. No thumbs, only fingers.
Is you stupid? Did I say thumbs? I said fingers. Do I need to spell it out for you in the spelling bee?
F-A-Y-M-G-R-Z.
Apostrophe.
Fingers. Fingers.
Okay. So we start out, Lee is laughing in Eric's face. Lee the racist has hair. It's like he's got the full falcon hair that's almost like something about Mary Jizz level. Like the front
he's
level.
Got
I've
hair.
Gotten, like, I've never, I'm not a fighter. I've gotten hit in the face a couple times. I'm like, I run. But
you
I want to smack him. I did ask for it.
You've been hit in the face?
I asked a guy to finger me. But I want to punch him in the face.
Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
much.
You know what? So did Dean. Dean could see.
He went
from being like, So Lee went from sort of riling it up with Eric last episode to then interrupting Kenny the wrestler, who was trying to have a heart-to-heart with her about his future. Like, I know that I can't wrestle forever. And up comes dumb Lee for a second go-around with the Bachelorette. And then he, like, was fronting...
But it was weird. It was a weird interruption.
And then he had like that wood block from the '60s with that knife that you know he's going to cut.
That was scary.
And he
that
threw
was
down the,
so weird.
The cancer card. He goes, "It's a sad story. My grandpa had cancer. He threw down with cancer.
So whose
grandfather doesn't have cancer?
And then he carved enchanting on a block of wood.
It was so bizarre.
Like, and it wasn't like a talented carving. It was really bad.
You know what's
it was
weird?
A 6-year old carving.
You know what you kind of end up noticing is like everyone deals with the insane pressure of being on that TV show in all different types of ways. And he's just being like, okay, he's going to be drunk because he was lit.
Wasted.
And you could tell the next morning he was hung. But like, he's like, okay, I'm going to be the instigator. I don't even think that's maybe his conscious thought. It's just like he maybe defaults to that when he's like feeling nervous. And so Rachel's like not even in his mind anymore. Yeah. He just is like, I'm going to fuck with dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to win. He's never even said the word Rachel.
No.
It's just like that lady on the couch. I'm going to go out and get a block of wood, take my old hunting knife. Chop in enchanted, and someone's got cancer.
And then I'll win.
And then I'll smile, laugh, and just, you know, enjoy it.
Well, and now that we know he's super racist, like, watching, it's also, like, it's so extra. He is only coming after the African-American contestants. And Dean called him out. Dean says, I think he's a fucking tool. I just think Lee is kind of a bitch. Yeah. And then he says to the producer, he's like, the only people that I've seen Lee get into a fight with are people he's not used to dealing with on a daily cultural basis. She said, what do you mean? And he said, you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah, he really told the producer off.
Yeah.
And she got a lot of audio time.
Yeah, that producer got a lot of.
What do you mean?
When the Bachelorette, so like there's all this fighting. When Kenny went to confront Lee afterwards, and he literally, that was the worst. When he screams in Kenny's face,
he screams in Kenny's face or Kenny screamed in his face?
Kenny screams in his face.
Yeah.
Kenny screams in
Lee's face.
Okay. So Kenny comes up, but then Lee goes, get to it. He said that.
He's just such an instigator, just like total baiting, just push, push, push.
He's a troll. He's like a Pepe the Frog kind of guy.
He sucks. Kenny goes, here's where we at. And then Lee corrected his grammar and said, here's where we're at. And then Kenny, it was just like, don't you want to punch that guy
In the face?
He thinks he's winning, but everyone who's watching the show is like, you're a full-blown villain.
He's the worst. Yes.
And unlike Corinne, who at the end, she's kind of like... Yeah. You just are like, accept me, I'm this. And you're like, all right, I'll accept you. I don't really love you, but you're on the team. But he's just like, I'm mustache twirling, if it ain't my slaves and my plantation.
Yeah, and just smiling like.
And he's a misogynist. He's like those tweets and he could just, he's like a rat.
He's a rat.
He has misogyno tweets?
Yeah. He's misogyno tweets.
He hates feminists.
He hates Hillary.
You ever see a good-looking feminist? I'm like, I just want to, like, rip his balls off.
Katie, what do you think?
About Lee?
Yeah.
He's a racist piece of shit.
Yeah.
Katie loves him.
A perfect fit for the first black contestant.
It's,
yeah, right?
It's fun know, to have right? a villain, but he's like next level disgusting pig from hell.
It makes you wonder, since there's always, I mean, for the past X amount of seasons, probably hasn't been this all the time, but since there's always a Lee, always a Karin,
yeah.
How does it happen? Is it all in the screening process?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's as overt as like the producers being like, hey, this is a good angle for you that you should play on the show, and they're playing the part?
I think that with him, they knew exactly.
Yeah,
because
he was saying, he said, because he had so many racist tweets, and he was saying he didn't apply to be on. They found him. They approached him.
Oh, Idol Didal.
Right?
Yeah, which is pretty evil.
They're, so I mean, they're
up.
Twisted.
I love it.
I mean, yeah, it's
so
what's great
up.
About the show is
it's
like they're so diabolical.
Up. Do you watch producers. Unreal as well?
No.
Okay. So
they found him at the racist saloon playing.
Exactly.
The KKK rally.
He was singing songs. He singing was racist songs.
Sorry, am I mumbling through my white sheet?
He was
and they're like, we got to get him.
Corn Paul. Okay, so my favorite was the booger roll conversation. Everyone has their own weird little quirks. Quirks
so
go
great.
In a wine bottle. No, that's a cork. That, watching that go on, we're like,
yeah. Three Stooges. It was yeah. amazing. Yeah.
And
I wanted
Dean almost
more
had
minutes.
It. He said, no, quirks, they're anatomical. And I was like, yeah. no, that's no, cool. You're so close.
He's
no.
so close.
Reverse, get out of there. Yeah, it was so funny, and they were all wrong.
They were all wrong. They were
got
all
close.
Wrong.
I just wanted someone to like bust out laughing. I thought it was like a running joke,
oh my
and
God.
I was like, "Are they?" Because you do have those moments in life where you say a word, and you're
yeah.
like,
"That doesn't sound right."
Is that a but
there's
like,
words
just,
I don't know.
And then Jack Stone.
Oh my God,
he can't even get cork. He was
yeah.
like. That, but they're like lawyers.
He's a lawyer.
That's the one thing about most of the contestants, except for maybe like Caitlin.
Yeah.
They can't laugh at them. They're all so
they
serious.
They can't laugh.
Yeah. yeah.
They're all such serious guys.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, no wonder y'all
Caitlin was yeah. great. Although I'm enjoying, overall, I think Rachel's a great
Oh, she's the best.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
the best.
She's so
Caitlin
smart.
Was great. I loved Caitlin. Okay, so then Rachel pulls out Brian with the cheek implants, Antonio Banderas, who seems to be the front runner. She says, you're so charming that it scares me. It scares me. That it's too good to be true. And then he said, this is a fairy tale. And then he says, don't let it scare you. It's real, 100% real. She said, what makes you weak? He said, you're my future. I'm all about you. And then he like tongue kissed her.
Oh, he goes in for just yeah. the hardest yeah. approach.
Oh.
He licks the lips before entering.
He does.
Like his tongue kiss involves like a perimeter clean. And then within.
You could see him like stretching
you know
out.
What I mean?
I mean, and also, it's a good method, though. You know what I mean? Let's clean
working.
It off. Let's clean it off before we go in.
I want to see the camera right on him, like before, and he's like doing tongue exercise. He's like stretching out the tongue, stretching
oh,
out
yeah.
the cheeks. He's
oh,
like
yeah.
preparing for touchdown.
He's like a streak. He's like a street cleaner.
He's a street cleaner.
And cleans it off. And goes
lizard,
in.
Lizard, full
he,
lizard.
He couldn't stop. He couldn't stop being that guy. That's the thing to kind of
yeah.
disappoint about
yeah.
that moment. Like
that's
I want
point.
Him. Come on, bro. This is your moment. Be like, no.
She loves it though. She loves it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
he does. He talks in absolute. Unless he was like, this is a fairy tale, and then he's like, I'm a princess. That would have been amazing.
But
he's so serious.
She yeah. loves. She loves confidence. Alpha security of like,
oh,
I got you. I'm here for you. This is not, this is my future. You are my future. This is like,
she
loves
does
it.
Love that
she
alpha
loves
stuff.
It.
On the boat, push up contest.
Yeah, she loves
yeah.
it.
The most Oy. Stressful boat ride I've ever witnessed in my entire
oh,
life.
Oh, this is the grodiest.
And buddy who's like, I'm the champion of the world.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Like, easy,
yeah.
fucking Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Oh my
we
God.
Get it. Chill.
Oh my God. He's a lawyer. That was Josiah.
He's so
okay, Josiah, well, yeah. who's got boobs
but
out to hear that guy.
Can I just,
so
about
yeah.
that moment,
yeah.
100% we were talking about before the show.
Yeah.
Previous seasons, the big word was like amazing. Everything's amazing.
Yeah.
This season, it's 100 or 100%. I'm
yeah.
keeping it 100.
I'm keeping it 100.
Everybody says it.
And disingenuous.
Oh,
disingenuous. Like
and
they
get my
say,
name out of your mouth.
Get my name out of your mouth.
Because my name is in your mouth.
I'm so obsessed with that. I'm so obsessed
Please
with
that. Please do that again. Please do that again.
Because my name is in your mouth.
I love it so
not
much.
Wrong.
I love it so
not
much.
Wrong.
My name is in your mouth.
I'm going to start saying, get my name in your mouth.
Yeah.
like in auditions.
Get my name in your mouth.
And 6 months later, they're going to meet, and he's like, remember when my name was in your mouth?
He's like, I'm over it, dude.
It's fangering time. It's fangering time. Oh, get we're my name in your mouth.
We're treating as if that's a quote from the show, and it's not.
That's just,
but it would be great
she
if they
say that.
What, oh my God.
No, she said after the gross kiss, she was like, he came in so hard and smothered her. And then she was like, he was just like a breath of fresh air.
Oh,
I was like,
God. She loved it. Do you think his cheeks are fake? I think he has implants like Madonna.
Really?
That would be bold.
Wow.
Don't you think that's a bold thing?
Real bold.
He has new teeth.
In order to do that, you want to see the before and just see that like he had no cheeks for some reason. Like,
oh my God. Katie, can you Google Brian chiropractor cheek implants? Okay.
Maybe he's just blessed with a solid cheekbone.
Okay, I accept your rose. Okay, here's my... So then,
nothing coming up on the radar?
So then Lee says, I get tickled when I smile and angry men get angrier. And then Kenny says, I thought you were my friend. We don't need to keep talking
to you. That quote, I get tickled when
my God.
That is a Trump troll quote. I mean, that's what they exist on.
Yeah. It's the, like.
You see, he's what's wrong with America.
Yeah, he really is.
He is.
Yeah.
Well,
like a bully, a point your finger in the chest, kind of, what are you going to do about
poke,
it?
Poke, poke.
Well, one of the guys was saying he is alternative facts.
Yeah,
like,
no,
he
Kenny
is. Yeah, it's like, that's right. He is, they were basically saying he's douche Trump.
Yep. I want cutaways where every time there's a cutaway to Lee, he's like cleaning a shotgun. And then there's the cutaway, he's like playing the banjo.
Well, I think even carving enchanted in a cancer knife is enough. I mean, that.
Oh my God.
Okay.
So gross.
So then Rachel, before the rose ceremony, freaks out. And she says, the pressure I feel being a black woman, I didn't want to get into this tonight. I already know what's going to be said about me. And then Chris, she takes a timeout, and Chris Harrison comes in and goes, you just have to tell me what you want. I can facilitate anything.
Yeah.
Do you understand? I am God.
I mean,
well,
I can lower societal pressures on African American community. You just give me the green light.
Green light. I'm going to solve this racism thing.
Yeah. Let me go out to the community with some pamphlets. I'll be back in 20.
I can solve this.
Well,
I got
Rachel
this.
Says she already knew what the people were going to say about her. Well, I hope you already knew this. We love you, Rach. You're the best.
You know what I love? I love that it's. You sound like when Zach plays his brother on Baskets, the brother on Baskets.
Yeah, Dale.
I love it, Dale.
Dale.
I'm obsessed with Dale. So then the rose ceremony happens, and she cuts the elf and the booger and Diggy.
The elf. Oh my God, he's such an elf.
He's such an elf. How many times did you pause the TV and you're like, totally. Wrap those Christmas presents.
I bet you're a nice guy, but you just have an elf resemblance.
She cut booger roll and no Diggy. She cut Diggy. And then Diggy started talking about himself
so
in the third person.
Yeah.
Sweet, but the third person.
Elf.
Which, you know, he's handsome.
It's literally.
He is a handsome elf.
He's a healthy elf.
He's got a great
job. He should be wearing Christmas sweaters year round.
Well,
I mean, there it is.
Point of reference.
I like how easy that was for you to pull up on
your phone. I just texted my friend. I was like, she was like, the guy, his teeth are so big. And I said, the elf? She's like, elf? And I was like, this guy. She's like, elf.
Yeah, elf. Full elf. And Diggy goes, I just wish that Rachel would have more time. That would have helped her to realize that she needs to keep Diggy around. He's an awesome guy, said Diggy about Diggy.
That's not I don't think that's too obnoxious of
a
third person.
He was cute. He was a cutie pie.
I like Diggy.
It was a sprinkling of a third person, but it's still a flare, like a half a flare guy.
Yeah, you would never say she needs to keep Thomas around. Thomas is an awesome guy.
I would, actually. I 100% would.
I would, too. Keep it 100? You keep it 100?
When I get voted out, I'm going to say she should keep Thomas in.
I mean, he's saying it with a tear in his eye. It's not like it's not all bravado or anything.
If they were going to keep someone whose name had Iggy in it, let's keep Diggy and lose Iggy.
Oh my God, Iggy. Let's talk about Iggy.
Iggy's
such a fucking puss.
Ugh.
Iggy is the worst.
He's the worst kind of dude. He's
let's
the kind
cut
of dude.
To Iggy. Let's talk about Iggy right
Iggy's
now.
Iggy's gonna be. He's the kind of. He's the kind of guy that's gonna be gone in a week or two. He's never gonna last.
Iggy going. Yeah, I'm just he's really. Got, he's a tattletale who's like. I'm just really protective of
who
you.
Who has zero connection with Rachel.
He seems
absolutely.
His connection is like telephone. He's like Rachel. This is what I heard in the living room, and then throws everyone under the bus. Josiah's response to Iggy, I thought, was so hysterical.
Yes.
He was just like. Iggy sits down. He's like, "Hey, bro, listen. I just threw you under the bus and started the bus and ran over your body with the bus. You've got no chance. So good luck in there."
Yeah.
He's like, "Do you want a cookie?"
Yeah.
That whole exchange made me so.
Just like, it was right. He was like, "Just because you tell me that you just fucked me over doesn't mean that you didn't just fuck me over." Like, what am I? Like, the guy has no strange connection.
Like. You would never see, you either hide it and you talk behind someone's back or you don't do it. Like, he talks behind people's back and then he goes, "I just talk behind your back."
But he also lies about it. She didn't ask.
No, she didn't say
there's no. She was glad to be on with a fun date. And then he lies about it. She brought it up, asked about the. It's like, no, she didn't. We watched you do it.
It was like the weirdest transition. Rachel sits down and she's like, "How are you doing tonight?" He's like, "Speaking of tonight, I was in the kitchen." And then these three guys were talking. Yeah. Like, that's his only connection.
Whoever is like in the lead, he throws it under the bus. Katie, I need to hear your voice. How are you?
I have a mic here.
Come on over for a sec.
You can use mine.
What did you think of? What did you think of Iggy?
Oh, I think he's a drama queen. He's just like looking for attention.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he's getting much attention otherwise. So I don't know why he keeps talking about everyone else. Like, he just needs to kind of settle down.
He's a tool.
Well, he needs to
I think he's looking for attention. That's all.
I think he needs to keep everyone else's name out of his mouth.
Yeah, keep the name out the mouth.
Keep your name out.
Okay. It's just so, it's got to be, we all like to have a good laugh. We all like to take him down a peg, you know, because it's such some silliness.
Yeah.
But I get these moments of like, oh, man, that must be so hard.
Yeah,
I mean, because they haven't decided to be like, limelight Hollywood cucks like us.
Yeah.
They've just like found themselves in this like hell psychological torture arena.
Yeah.
And like all their little dark folds get exposed and they're like, this is how I react under this situation. I have to tattle and that's how I am relevant. And oh God. And I bet Iggy probably has that a little bit in his real life, but I bet he's also like different, but maybe not. And then we all have our gavels and are like, douchebag! Like,
Totally. And,
it's
you know, things are different when the, like, lights are on you. I was even thinking, like, at the rose ceremony, like, they all have to say it like a, you know, we accept, as if you have to ask, like, "Will you accept my rose?" Absolutely, I will. They all have, like, no one just says, like,
shove that shit in my lapel, bitch!
Right, But I'm like, and I was thinking about, like, if that were me, I probably would say something, too.
We all
would. You don't want to just go,
I would be such an idiot on one of these. There's no way.
I would be eaten alive.
I mean,
sitting amongst all those alpha dudes, like those bro-y guys, and I'm like, oh, no.
You'd run and be like, "This is what happened in the kitchen. Can I pull the knife on Sally? Oh, my God. I just shit my pants.
Who is it there? We're screaming about fangs.
It was Colonel Mustard with the rope in the observatory."
And I'd slip into a wacky voice, and they'd put goofy music under me, and be like, and I'd essentially be the Waboom guy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And then the you know, Rachel or whoever would just be like, "You're strange."
The push-up contest on the boat, you'd hear a splash and I'm swimming. <the short.
laughs> Come back. No, you're not allowed. So they get out of the Calabasas and they go to Hilton Head. Oh. And the guys are jumping on the bed and they go on the porch and they scream, "Rachel!"
Yeah.
That always embarrasses me so much.
I said the same thing. If I were there, I would just mouth the words and wouldn't.
Yeah. Ashamed for that, and that they
it's
have
so
to,
like demoralized.
Like literally having to jump on the bed like they're 11, like a slumber party. I mean, some of these men are 37 years old. You know, like okay. So we have our first one-on-one with Dean, and they go now. I'm worried about. First of all, I think we all fell hard for Dean. I'm worried about Dean because he's not an alpha enough. So him even being afraid, he was shy in the field and then being afraid of the blimp and her having to hold his hand. Like she
all
wants
the qualities that make me wet. I mean, wetter than a goddamn cinnamon.
There's your creamy jeans.
Dude.
I'm going to cream the jeans.
Yeah, that she had to say like, and I was worried in the blimp that he was going to throw up.
Yeah.
Like, that's not really something
it's
you
the
wish
cutest
for.
Thing.
So she's going, we're going on a bimp.
Cute.
She's so cute.
And
then
she
spilled champagne on herself, poor thing.
So she, but then they, once they had a few glasses of champagne in them, and he got into the driver's seat, and then he got into the back, and he planted one on her. That was a good kiss.
It was a good kiss.
That was a good kiss, not a Brian tongue kiss.
Yeah, but you're right. At the end of the day, first of all, he's adorable and wonderful. I do think he needs like a couple of girlfriends before he gets married. He just needs, he's fantastic. I just don't think I don't think he's ready.
Is he this season's Wells versus Peter?
Maybe he's next Bachelor material.
I think he totally could be next Bachelor.
Say something a little unpopular. I think his eyes are just a little bit too far apart, but it's fine. Not everything is perfect. It's fine. I mean, Lord knows I'm not perfect.
Huge forehead.
Huge forehead. But I came around.
He didn't like Rachel's five head at last season. He didn't like the five head.
I didn't like it. I just pointed out that she had a five head, and his eyes are too far apart. But his story. Do I have this right? That his story is that his mom died, and then his dad left.
Yeah,
his
siblings left, awful.
So it's just him.
15 to 18. He's alone in the
house. Crazy, man. That's crazy.
So they both come from a very religious family. They both have scripture tattoos on them. It explains the righteous tattoo. Yes. He has a righteous tattoo on his
inner lip. Inner lip.
I know.
I don't like that at all.
He's got a righteous tattoo.
Yeah. It's not great.
I always get so bummed out when people are like, and the most important thing to me is God.
I know. She has scripture tattoo as well. They both do.
Well, maybe when they become intimate, they glow. And they're like, you are meant for me.
Put your God on my God.
Yeah. But they... So they did a drive-by before their one-on-one in the blimp. They do a drive-by.
There's always one of those.
Yes.
Where a guy, where someone goes on a date and they go past the house. And they're just like...
Eric freaked out. Eric, when the date card came, he takes it all so personally. He's like, she didn't pick me. Like, he can't roll.
It's inner monologue.
I know, he can't.
It's
all his inner monologues.
And you're like, Eric, first of all, he needs a handler. And he doesn't need to say any of these things out loud.
Yes.
I think the spelling bee really illustrated who had it going and who didn't. You know what I mean? Like, who was dialed in and who wasn't.
Dog. G.
Before they finish their one-on-one, they go, and this is my favorite part of every season, when they have to slow dance one-on-one to a musical act that they have to act like they know what it is.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
when the name came on, I was like,
Russell Dickerson.
Russell Dickerson.
Like, what?
Wait, just
Russell Dickerson
is doing like new country. He's got the Hitler Youth haircut.
and a Gap shirt. Like, come on,
Russell.
We all immediately texted jokes about Russell Dickerson. And
Russell,
then Aaron, it was like, it was a delay. Aaron goes, who's Russell Dickerson? It was like, exactly.
I like, it's always our running joke. Nobody knows the artist, but I was on a delay.
Excited. Like, I couldn't believe it was Russell
Dickerson. I texted, I can't believe they got Russell fucking Dickerson.
and I was like, who's
Russell?
Truly.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they have a slow dance in public, which is so awkward.
It's mortifying. Not as mortifying as... fucking riding around a horse in Beverly Hills.
Oh, no, that was the worst. That was the worst. And then into the stores.
Kill me, kill the horses, kill everybody, end it.
I'd rather get fangered
in
the middle of Doheny than take a horse and look for a cardigan, fucking fucks.
Fangered.
I would rather get fangered.
I'd rather get fangered on Doheny.
I would rather look for a purse.
On a horse.
On a horse in the store, or like a Beverly Hills jacket in a store. With a horse that's shitting out
donuts.
Sprinkled cupcakes.
Feed it cupcakes.
I would rather get fingered, for sure.
So wait a minute.
Russell Dickerson.
And they are having some good dancing,
Real quick aside about his red t-shirt. Because
Russell Dickerson?
Yeah, Russell. If this is your moment, you're on The Bachelor. Like, get a shirt on. We go, oh, wow.
What are you, a dad?
Yeah,
like, put a shirt on.
But he probably showed up with something that said, like, Nike. And they were like, oh, shit, anyone who's got a
blank. Old Navy.
And they got a PA with a red.
He looked like he ran, like, payroll services for ABC. Totally. Like, he looked like a dude with a band.
And he just got a haircut, and he's like, oh, they can, like, you can kind of sing. Let's auto-tune.
Yeah.
Like,
do you have a guitar? Do you have four white people that can stand behind you?
Is there any way we can get any type of fun bonus fact about fucking Russell Dickerson.
Like, yeah,
I wrote down lyrics. Nominated for CMT?
Yeah, who is Russell Dickerson?
Is he?
I wrote down lyrics. Stuck in a bottle, never got a chance to touch the sea.
Oh.
His website has a .net.
Okay, he's a pod dealer. .net.
What
so
does that
he's
mean?
He's not trying he's to make
Nashville.
It.
Okay, he's from Nashville.
He's friends with
they're all Nashville.
He's friends with Lee.
And that's
Russell
it.
Russell in an old maroon.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, let's hear the lyrics. Let's hear the lyrics.
He's going to be in Anaheim in September.
Guys.
He's
blowing up.
He is blowing up. He's going to be performing in a blimp over Anaheim.
He's playing the Honda Center. That's a big venue, actually.
Wow. He's probably opening up for like a big,
Thing. Maroon 5.
This is all probably part of the appearance on The Bachelor. It's all probably part of the machine.
Is he performing in a blimp over the Honda Center?
Yeah.
I'm stuck in a bottle.
I'm stuck in a bottle. Never got a chance to touch the sea. I was like, I literally paused it and I was like, oh, kill me.
Damn it. His hair, Russell Dickerson's hair.
Every time I hear a country song, I still think that we all could write a country song in about 30 to 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm. He has a song called
Blue Tacoma.
Nice. As one should. It's trucks, guns, and broken hearts, man. Country music.
So that date went well. America. I don't think he's going to win, but I liked him. I think
Russell Dickerson?
Russell Dickerson's already winning.
Russell Dickerson got fangered right after that show.
He's got fucking tiger blood, dude.
He had to say.
This is a song about when I got fangered after the show. It's called When I Got Fangered After the Show.
Dean actually had to say, we got to dance to Russell. He goes, and there's Russell Dickerson singing. Like, they make them say the name as if they're like walking and are so excited. Okay. So then she comes out. She's got a cute cold shoulder top on. There's this huge group date, and they're going on this. They're going on a group date on the boat. The boat thing with the. With the
they're called cold shoulder. Top?
Oh, every podcast we talk about cold shoulder.
They all in Bachelor in Paradise. All they wear is cold shoulder rompers.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
They love
that's
it.
I never even heard of it before I started doing this podcast.
Do they get styled or do they bring their own clothes?
They have to bring their own clothes, but if you make it to the, I'm so deep in.
I want
to
know.
They have to bring their own clothes. They're allowed to bring two suitcases, but if you make it to the final. Three, they provide you, like when they went to Lapland, they gave them like the hats and the coats and everything.
Right.
Okay. So if you make it to like Fantasy Suites, you get outfitted.
Yeah, nice. That's your prize.
And they don't get paid. They don't get paid.
Fangered and clothes.
I need more lace.
The only person who gets paid is The Bachelor, but if you go to Paradise, you get paid. But nobody gets paid. No one gets any money.
They do all this just for
free.
Love.
Because it's a game show and you're looking for love. Oof. I know.
Racket. This is us.
So then
this is 40.
They have a dancing contest, and people start rapping. Kenny and Peter rapping, and that.
I can't with Peter.
I love Peter.
I think Peter's a front runner, to be honest.
I think it's Peter, Brian, and Dean.
He rapped with a fart joke and then said she was from the hood.
I didn't like the hood part.
Whiter.
The hood part felt a little racy to me.
I didn't like the hood part, but I do like, this is where we differ. Aaron, you also wanted to make out with Olivia.
Is she from the
you
hood?
Wanted to make
Olivia
out with
Olivia was hot until she opened her mouth.
Oh, did snake mouth every time she was happy?
And
it's like a raptor.
Is she from the hood? She's not from the hood. She's like
no, but you would never say that.
Right.
I know that was bad. That part was bad. I'm not going to.
But if she's
a pass
like, yeah, I grew up in the hood, or I grew up in the projects, or like that's her story.
But as a white person, you can't rap with the word "you're from the hood."
No, that was part of her story. And she like was like, hey, I want everybody to know.
That was bad.
She's not
at all. That was bad.
Yeah.
But she loved it. She loved
she
it.
She was.
She said he was.
He was. I'll give him that. He was trying. It was just one of those things where you're like, oh, it was like a facial, like a.
No, that part
tick.
Wasn't good. But you're not
think
a part
she's
of
down.
Peter.
I think
Peter.
She's pretty tolerant with like the odd kind of stumbling on the line of
sure.
Yeah,
she's cool.
Good sport.
She's the cool.
She's the
yeah,
best.
She's a good sport.
So then they go to the spelling bee, and it's old white ladies clapping at the spelling.
Oh
could Hilton Head be any
that's
whiter?
Sad.
It's like the golf visor.
It's pretty weird
visor.
That they took like
I know.
The first
I know.
Black. Bachelorette to like what would probably be a plantation like town.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It's so weird.
But whatever. I mean, it's part of, I guess it's America. But yeah, that was.
So they were so white.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like
man.
Visors. It was bad. And they had this spelling bee with these kids. My favorite part was the doll, Adam's doll in the audience.
Oh my God, this is so, it was so
weird. So the first word is squirt in front of these children.
Squirt.
May I hear it in a sentence? Like
I thought she was going to be like, I love to drink a squirt on a hot day.
But I was like, I was like,
finger me
like,
till I squirt.
Dang. But yeah,
dang.
Finger me till I squirt.
No, I didn't think it was going to be that.
What did she
brutal.
Say? What was the sentence?
It was
kumquat.
I can't remember.
C-U-M. No, I mean, it was like the every word just got more and
coitus.
More.
Coitus. If you're lucky.
You almost expected Steve Harvey to come out and give that like mug when he does the innuendo Family Feud. He's like, oh, I'm tired of my life.
Sitting on a bag of gold. My legs are cramping.
The words that they, I love, like in front of old ladies and children, coitus, if you're lucky, you'll engage in coitus with the Bachelorette.
Yeah. And then he said, Q-U.
I was watching with my 10-year-old daughter. She's like, what's coitus?
Oh my God, no.
And there was like a pause. And my wife was like, sex. It's sex.
Oh my God. Like, oh my God. Oh my God.
What are you going to do? That's parenting right there. Parenting 101.
So then she's like, Dad, can I have some? When can I have some? When do I get some? Ah, Christ. Pause.
Never.
After you finish your dinner.
Literally that. I did like that they did a spelling bee, I have to say.
So
did
I.
After that cruise ship of like push-ups and take off your shirts.
And Josiah, who'd been like making his pecs ripple, won.
Yeah.
He got the trophy. He kissed it like 18 times and then was drinking out of the trophy.
Uncomfy.
I liked the spelling bee as well. I thought it was just
I wanted
fun
to see Lee lose. We never saw Lee go out. I want to see Lee misspell a word.
Yeah.
He was out early.
Lee was out early. I liked Eric was trying to have a like a moment and to say how everybody was behaving like a gentleman, but Josiah was busy dabbing his dick with a napkin.
Wait, what?
During the whole, he spilled from his trophy all over his dick and was dabbing it with
a
napkin.
I wonder if that was him being funny or oblivious.
Is he trying to? He's trying to be funny.
I thought he was. What did you guys think about him overall? I just thought he was so entertaining. I thought. It was a bit much.
I thought he was like less annoying, more annoying than Waboom. I thought that was. I hate that fake bravado stuff.
Josiah.
Like,
It is so obnoxious.
Yeah.
I think I know because he
take
was
Waboom all day over that.
He was annoying the first night too. Like
I found him a little less annoying. It's too much for sure. But there was something a little bit charming. Because he was, I just felt like
I think he was trying to be funny.
He was trying to be funny.
At least someone's trying to be funny.
I didn't find him to be like trying. like disingenuous. I felt like he was just ham. Like he was hamming it up.
Yeah, and the shtick wouldn't end. It's like going to a Halloween party and they're not breaking character. And
right.
Stop it. You're not what you are.
You're not Auntie Drew.
Yeah.
So easy. Although his response to Iggy made me laugh out loud.
Which was?
When he was just like, you don't throw me on the bus and you get a cookie. Like, his reenactment of that was making me laugh.
Can we just say, when he went to talk to the guys on the stairs, I love it. This was just never, his casual mention of Iggy. The focusing on his lame, whack self. He does drugs. He shoots steroids in his nuts.
Yeah.
He told us that.
Yeah, he told us that. That's just a drive-by.
What? This is a throwaway.
Let's investigate that.
A drive-by. I mean, he told us his wax self. He does drugs.
And also, Iggy,
into his
Iggy if that's true, don't tell your competitors that.
Yeah.
Don't mention that.
Iggy's like liar. Like, he's got to tell the truth about everything.
Well, I like cookies over pie. I also shoot steroids into my nuts.
I just masturbated in the room.
Yeah. I like long showers.
And hey, guys, watch your back. All right, good luck, y'all.
Also, my balls are made of stones.
Why do you do it in your bum?
I think we're surely technology has improved enough that you just throw it in the old arm or something.
Yeah,
take a pill.
Direct nut shot? Fuck off. I mean, it puncturing skin or muscle
direct
is tough.
Nut.
But the
full
meat
nut.
Of
that,
the nut.
Does that happen? Do you put steroids in your balls?
You're asking the wrong dudes.
That is terrible. Something about this insinuate that I know that's terrible.
I don't know how big your balls are. You're wearing pants.
We do have balls.
Yeah, I've got extra large nuts. I have pencils for limbs, but massive nuts.
It's the most surface area. Yeah. So I go right for the nuts.
Yeah, I go right for the nuts.
I have so many follow-up questions. I guess it's not appropriate.
Let's hear one.
Just like, why would you, if you were doing steroids, is that...
That's what we're saying.
Is that something? Like, is that when you guys heard that as dudes, were you like, oh, I've heard that before?
I am so not that dude. Like, as a nerd, I was like, that went over my head. I don't even get it. I don't even get steroids. I don't know how you take them. I thought you took them in pills. What?
Oh, I know you shot up in the old baseball days.
I guess maybe you can
Why would you go to your nut?
Can we confirm if you shoot steroids in the nut though? Or but maybe
why
does
would
nut
you shoot well, I know that
is
one of the
nut more efficient. Like is he just
that's
like
what I'm
when
saying.
I do it I mainline, I go straight.
That's what I'm right, saying. Maybe. I'm like, is it just go from the nut right to
Because a nut, the actual testicle, is like the testy, is such a sensensive organ, and you're punching it with the knee. I mean, and that's where sperm's generated. So are you fucking up the sperm tube?
And steroids, as it is, fucks up your sperm. It's they say.
I don't.
It makes your balls shrivel up.
You need to come on the show.
Maybe it's yeah,
Katie.
Katie,
well, there's a Reddit.
Come on over here. Oh, here we go. We're learning.
Recon.
Reddit post, someone says, I injected steroids directly into my testicles. Will my testicles get bigger while my muscles get smaller?
Your brain will get stupider.
It just says you store the steroids until your next ejaculation.
What? Until your next ejaculation? So you just put it in there to cum it out?
Boom!
Get my name out your mouth!
Is this real? So you store until your next ejaculation. If that happens while you're in a female, she may experience sudden growth of the vagina and vaginal lips along with excessive hair growth.
Oh my!
That's a lie. That's
that can't
a lie.
Be real. That can't be real.
Steroids, I don't think steroids is a topical ointment that, like, when spread upon the vag through coming through your nut, would cause your vagina to grow bigger. Hella the
Hulk.
That is not.
Brad, stick it in. I want a superhuman vag.
That is a Russian hacker story.
So, according to Reddit,
if Rachel takes Iggy to the fantasy suite, like Mondo.
It's like it's like shooting one of the at the basketball games and the t-shirts go.
I take penis. I make you a super strong veg. Yeah. Oh my!
My pussy. Whoa!
Hello! My pussy so strong.
My pussy is new forklift.
My strong pussy, finger me.
It takes multiple fingers in my super strong veg.
I prefer getting fingered in
dohini. You know what? Use the thumb. I reconsider. Use the thumb in my super strong veg.
Because you've got my cum in your mouth.
Yeah! Oh my God.
I'm learning so much.
Okay.
Oh God, I hope no one's driving while they're listening
so
to this.
So then,
just with the windows down,
yeah, with their kids,
and people are like,
"Get my gum out your mouth." Here's the fun. So then Lee was talking about Kenny, and he goes, "I love the guy. It is what it is." And then he made this clicking sound.
He's playing the part so much, so fucked up. He's really kind of like. He's got like an exterior version. Like he's playing a role.
Yeah, he's acting.
What if next episode he's got like a monocle?
Well, that's the thing. I think he saw like
he's petting.
You probably ask him what his favorite movie is, and it's like some you know weird
fried green
western or something. And he like his favorite character is the villain. And
Yeah,
I love that guy. And he kind of just like he's not John Wayne. He's the other. He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
And he wants to be that guy because he doesn't take.
God, yeah. He's the worst. And he thinks he's like a gentleman because he's in like button, like he's dressed like a plantation owner.
It's like a little like Napoleon complex,
he's the worst.
Too, isn't he?
Yeah.
He looks
he's
like
he's
formal.
Leonardo DiCaprio in Django Unchained.
Yes, he is. So then Kenny pulls Rachel outside and starts rapping at her because she seemed upset.
So
it was so hard to watch.
He's so hard
but
to
he's
watch.
A sweet
we
boy.
Love
so
Kenny.
Sweet.
We love
we
Kenny.
We love Kenny.
And he's like, he legitimately is. Getting thrown under the bus by a racist.
Yeah.
Like, he's
and,
mastermind,
you know,
and he's just trying to be a gentleman.
He's trying to be himself.
Rach, you don't have a bird's eye view, but you're believing the wrong dude.
Yeah.
And then Alex and Peter just staring at Lee inside. And then at the very end.
Alex and Peter staring was amazing.
Yeah.
Just like,
they were just.
Don't give him anything.
What was he saying to them? What was it? He was like.
You got to be honest. You got to look in the face to be honest. Like, you got to tell the truth. What are you talking about?
Like, I don't have a problem with you all. But if I were to say I had a problem with you all, I was just being honest. Like, none of it made any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
He's lit. Same with Waboom. Waboom got like massively drunk.
Yeah.
You got to be honest. You're white, so I'm okay with you guys.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's exactly it. He's like, I like you guys.
He's like, I like you guys because you're white men.
Yeah, and they all know that. Dean was the only one who said it out loud because he must be saying it in the house. They all know.
Dean will ever go like this.
Yeah, Dean goes, listen, it's true because I'm righteous. And he pulls his lip tattoo down.
And just pushes his eyes just a little closer.
And then at the very end, I loved Josiah.
Kenny, and Will drinking from the goblet, talking with English accents like Game of Thrones.
It was amazing.
That was fun.
Oh my God,
that was so
that.
Fun. Was there fun. Needs to be more moments like that.
For next week's episode,
yeah.
You know that, like, so Kenny's got a bleeding eye. You know that's from some, they play some game and he gets hit in the head with a football.
Yeah, it's
or
not
something.
Due to a fight.
No fight.
Way.
Yeah.
No way.
Don't be. Don't be.
Then they do what does happen is they get a double date together.
Oh, the 2-on-1. Yeah. The 2-on-1's going to be great.
Which the 2-on-1, the 2-on-1.
It's so awkward and terrible and awesome.
They're the best ones.
They're the
best.
The ones,
yeah. The one that I was, the first one that was like, oh, this is, where they left, I think it was Prince Farming, where they left the girl in the desert. Ashley.
Yeah. Badlands, the Badlands.
We literally talk about that episode. It's
the
one of my all time.
Like, so
with
that
girl
pulled
away who might have murdered her
both.
Husband.
Yeah. But they let both of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was so insane.
Olivia, says the helicopter.
Olivia
like,
crying
yeah.
by the
yeah.
blowhole was pretty
Olivia
great.
Olivia crying yeah. and it's so windy. She's
the
probably,
blowhole.
Like, so cold.
The blowhole.
Yeah.
And then Chad and Alex, that was the whistling blueberry and paper planes. Yeah. That's not all blueberries and paper planes.
So good.
Chad. Is Chad coming back to BIP?
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't think he's legally alive.
Because
he shit his pants.
He got dishonorably discharged.
Yeah.
Will you guys help me pick the tweet of the week?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. We'll start with our boyfriend, Seth Vatt at Basebone Wow.
Oh, Seth.
Every time.
Here. I carved my dick into this wood with my dick. Also, my mom had cancer of the dick. May I have a rose now?
Oh, always good.
Okay. Jill Hammond, who made us our boards in Chicago.
Yay.
Lee is the redneck leprechaun version of Chad.
No, mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
True.
Okay. Alex Jaffe at AJaffe3. My vocabulary is such on another level. Some idiot on The Bachelorette before a spelling bee.
Yeah,
so who ended
true.
Up winning?
Who ended up winning? Yeah. And then Seth Vatt, one more, at Basebone1. Rachel crying, check. Sweeping string music, check. Pivotal moment of racial tension ruined by an Oriole commercial, priceless. Is that the winner? Yeah, okay, so we
good.
Have.
That's
you know what?
Good.
I'm gonna go Seth Vatt. I'm gonna have it down to he's gonna be in the top two. Here, I carved my dick into this wood with my dick. Also, my mom had cancer of the dick. May I have a rose now? Or. Rachel crying, check. Sweeping string music, check. Pivotal moment of racial tension ruined by an Oreo commercial, priceless. Oreo commercial or dick?
I like Oreo commercial.
Oreo.
You know, I'm going to say dick.
Katie? Oreo. All right. Oh, Seth, that you won with your Rachel
so
crying,
good.
Sweeping music crying.
You know, I'm going to say dick.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say dick.
I never say dick. But I'm going to say dick.
Do you have anything that you want to promote, Thomas?
What? Well, if you got kids, it might still be in theaters. Captain Underpants.
Yeah.
A lovely little tale of two boys who create their own superhero okay. through their, rule-obsessed principle.
All right. Do you have anything that you want to promote, Rob?
We used to watch Kings of Con on Comic-Con HQ, and you can see me here on this podcast.
As Bachelor of the Year 2017, and... Aaron,
Thursday I'll be at Caroline's in New York City doing stand up for a big fun benefit.
And
if you're in New York City, go to Caroline's this Thursday, July 20th.
I will be up near San Jose in Sunnyvale, California at Rooster Tea Feathers,
yeah.
July. I think it's 14th through 17th. Come see me, you guys. Thomas, thank you. So much.
We're
so excited to have you on.
My pleasure.
You're a real expert.
I know a few things.
Who do you pick to win? Who do you want to win? Gaptooth? Dean? Who do you think?
I mean, I like Dean, but not to win this show. I just kind of want to take Dean out to go to Jumbo's with him and tell him what's up.
Okay.
Brian is probably a good match too. If he, unless he's all fake smooth.
Yeah.
But I actually think he's probably the guy that Rachel would like.
I agree with you.
So Brian,
I agree with you.
What's the Will? I like Will. I think he's
gonna be the one that danced like Urkel when he got out of the.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think he's gonna be in the top three. He's my fan favorite.
He hasn't gotten enough airtime yet.
Yeah.
I like Peter.
He's
like Peter.
He runs late.
I like Peter.
He's got the gray going in.
He's got the gray. He's got the nice gap tooth. Katie,
you've got a Peter vibe.
Thanks, man.
And I think he's young, but I think he's the most mature guy in the house.
Katie likes Dean. She thinks he's the most
Peter
mature guy.
Also has riveting questions like socks or bare feet.
Hey, you're mean to Peter. I like Peter. I don't want you to back off of Peter. I want you to back off of Peter. Aaron likes the bad girls. Aaron likes
Olivia,
feisty.
Why are you in my mouth?
Get my name get out my, your mouth.
Get your super vag in my mouth.
Will you guys say that one more time before we end? Get my name out your mouth. It makes me so happy. You don't have to.
Thomas, say it one more time.
Because your name is in... Wait, your name is in my mouth.
Yeah.
No, wait.
My name.
Because my name
is in your mouth.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much. Like us on iTunes and Facebook and blah, blah. Tweet us. Oh, bye.
Yeah. Gonna get all up in you tonight. It feels so good. I just got one little question for you, girl. Will you accept this rose? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world? Oh, will you accept this rose into your world?
Now leaving Nerdist.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.